Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So Nick sent us a list of, getting this list, you want to, Nick, you got there in front of you, the where women do not want to be taken on their first date.
No, this is one particular woman.
Yeah, I just saw it making the rounds on like most social media platforms yesterday.
Yeah, I've seen it too, yeah.
I first saw it on Reddit, then it showed up on Twitter.
Well, I kind of like it. I kind of like it, didn't it? Most of the stuff is...
I saw Stephen A. Smith retweeting it going, well, where are we supposed to take you then?
Well, aren't they
it's
just
a
well,
lengthy list.
Yeah.
That's most
a list of
chain
places women should absolutely refuse to go on a first date. Yeah. Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Chili's, Chipotle, Olive Garden, the movies.
Yeah, well, the movies is tough. People try to do that, but then you don't talk on a first date at a movie, you know.
No,
yeah, so
I kind of get that. A coffee shop is out. You can't just go grab a cup of coffee and talk.
Yeah, I guess she wants to be treated nicer than that, money stuff wise, you know, maybe a nice. It's all church is one of them. Who the hell would do that?
Yeah. Nightclub, you can't go to a nightclub, you can't go bowling, you can't go to a sporting event.
Bowling's a decent one.
A bar just for drinks?
Yeah.
And what are you supposed to do?
Exactly.
How about my car, you know?
A buffet, any buffet?
Some of these things I get, you know.
My car is not on the list, so your car would be acceptable.
Right. And what are you supposed to do? Go to a park? Have a picnic.
God, no.
I think what it boils down to, Nick, I think is you're supposed to take to like a white tablecloth, really expensive restaurant.
And, that's what it sounds like, right?
You know, top shelf everything. But
like a sports event, that's a great first date.
Yeah,
a baseball game. You could actually sit around and have a conversation.
If you're both fans,
she's into it,
right?
If she's into it, she don't like baseball. She ain't gonna want to be.
Yeah,
there,
but if you find out she likes baseball.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, if you're not a super fan, like you can't show up with your face painted on the first date.
No. That's third date.
This is the list from the perspective of one snooty bitch.
Yeah, a high maintenance woman.
Right. That's what it is. It's her list.
But it got traction. And Nick's right. I saw it all over yesterday.
People were
retweeting it and commenting on it.
But did it get traction from any women who agreed with it? It was
I saw a couple. You go, girls, just like in the comments.
Okay. Usually it was guys.
You typed in?
Yeah.
Most of the comments I saw were basically what we're saying. Well, where are we supposed to take you then?
I get no fast food. I wonder why Starbucks and coffee dates are listed as two separate things.
Hookah bar, I get that. That'd be annoying as hell. Take her to a hookah bar. Jesus, sit there all the smoke. Somewhere that requires a long drive. Well, a lot of times that is. If you live in a big city, you got to go someplace. It might take you a little while to get there. I guess you live in a small town and drive to another small town, you know. Just so nobody didn't see who you're with, you know. Movie night, they're sitting on the couch, Netflix and Hulu. Yeah, that's kind of stupid.
Yeah, that would
that
be
says,
tough in a
says
small
movie
town.
Night.
You
says,
if you just want to go on one date with somebody, you probably would have to travel.
In a small town?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so
yeah.
You were out with her?
I mean, a real small town. You know, the places you hit up, Nick. All right.
A hotel is not on the list, so that would be acceptable.
There you go. Take her to a hotel.
Let's go straight to the hotel.
Right. Cheesecake Factory, she's never going to make up her mind. That's like that's a phone book for a menu. So
right, it's like reading the Bible.
I don't mind Cheesecake Factory, except the problem is it's a phone book, you know. I like their brunch and Bloody Marys are pretty good.
A lot of people are saying, what's a phone book?
Yeah. That's a good point. Okay, it's a huge book menu. Let's go with that. Yeah, it's a dictionary.
No, that's not going to help either.
No, it's not helping here.
It's an encyclopedia.
Yeah. Well, if you don't know what a phone book is,
that's what I was
going to
say, encyclopedia, but people don't know that either.
No.
Okay, just a huge book. You can say that, all right? People know what books are.
You know what a book is? It's really fat.
Right.
That's what
Buffalo
it looks
Wild
like.
Wings be kind of cool to see her chewing some wings in front of you.
Bible.
Know?
People know what the Bible is.
Yeah.
That's a big book.
Yeah. I love Your House. Let's go to Your House. I like that one, you know. My roommate's busy. Can I just come to your house?
Red Lobster? Red Lobster's on the list? Come on.
Yeah, that's because it's not good.
Diarrhea Factory.
But come on, if you're going to pop for lobster on the first date, come on, that should be okay.
Yeah, or something like it. Yeah,
yeah, I just meet me in the bathroom at Red Lobster.
Yeah, that's a butter slide to me. You know, totally. I know people like it, but I've never been a big fan. And I love seafood, but that's not a place I would go.
I've never left there without being seated in the bathroom.
See, we're not going to
really
get...
every time.
Every time.
I mean, come on, those cheddar biscuits are pretty damn good.
They advertise. Would,
We're not going to get the call.
I think they should put their suggestion box in the bathroom.
Of where a good first date place is going to be, because the women who listen to the show are cool.
They are cool.
And they're not the ones that are going to be chiming in, you go, girl.
Well, you know what they're not saying? It said nightclub, and now you're right, that's thumping music, but how about a concert?
Concert, yeah.
If she knows she likes the band, you know.
That's also a place where it's hard to talk to somebody.
It is, but at least you got before and afterwards to do other things. A nightclub is thumping music the whole time. Nobody takes a break, you know, plus thumping music sucks anyway.
A comedy show is also difficult to have a conversation.
Yeah, that's a bad date. Yeah, because you're
bad
just
first date.
It's a bad first date because you can't laugh at horrible crap that you want to laugh at because you're trying to impress the chick.
Right,
it is a good way to get a gauge of their sense of humor.
Now you've probably seen people to crowd your shows, Nick. They're on a first date, right?
Probably.
Isn't that prime territory to just to ride their ass a little bit? You know.
Kind of, if it goes, I think most, if I'm doing a solo show, I'm not usually doing, hey, how long you been together? They're like 10 minutes.
Can you imagine taking her to Chipotle, which I don't mind, and you're standing in line, and you say, I want beans, I want rice, and she's in line behind you, it's your first date.
Yeah, some extra guac for the lady.
Yeah. And then she subs a huge, because I make, when I get the wraps there, the burritos, they're big, you know. She's got this big burrito. She's just biting on the side of it. Oh,
yeah.
What do you want to do after this?
Sit around and fart. Yeah.
I got to poop.
That was the other time the other night, Nick, that I thought of you. And I told you the marching nachos.
Yeah.
There on Saturday night. I went in to take a leak at the football stadium, and there was one dude in a stall.
Oh, just.
And all of a sudden, I heard this one. Gigantic explosion.
Nice.
And it sounded like it even surprised him because you heard the explosion, and then out of the stall, all you heard was, whoa.
Oh, you say whoa!
And I could.
Did you laugh?
I was really trying not to just bust up laughing standing at the urinal.
Because
he was, like, whoa, oh, geez.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hunting and fishing and the shooting range. Not on the list, so those must be acceptable
you want to go
first
shooting
dates.
With a brand new girl.
Go axe tossing on a first date.
Right, that's not on the list.
How about salad tossing? That's a good first date right there.
That's a hell of a first date.
A museum isn't on here.
Yeah, but just be bad. Yeah. God. Yeah, that's pretty nice. Let's go. You know,
I mean, some of these I get.
Family functions I get. You don't bring somebody to a family
function.
No. For a first date? No way.
Not on a first date.
Ice cream date. You get to see your tongue. That's pretty cool.
I mean, and if you, like,
I'm trying to think of,
it says the gym here. If you met
that's
the person.
Stupid.
If you met the person at the gym, I could see hey, you want to meet up and work out? You know, if you
that should be the first date. Really.
No, but then she'd do something afterwards.
Yeah, and then she's sweaty. What do you mean something afterwards? She's nasty after that. So are you.
You go home and you clean up, and then you go on a date. That she
you go have some, a shower together
someplace
then,
she finds acceptable.
Let's go stand in front of the sink and wash our privates together after, and then go out again. All right. You know, I can't say what that's called because that's insensitive. But it's like, can't say that anymore.
No, it's just, there's no acceptable substitute either.
No, there's not. That's why I just said stand in front of the sink and wash.
So are Buffalo Wild Wings and Wingstop not considered a fast food chain? Because they're in separate categories.
Yeah.
I would consider them that. I mean, they're probably talking about
Chipotle
anything.
Is too, yeah.
They're probably talking about anything with a drive-through.
Yeah, McDonald's.
Just put chain restaurant.
Yeah, McDonald's. Well, she wrote this stuff down. Yeah, maybe she had all this stuff, you know. Denny's doesn't have any alcohol, so that'd be stupid.
Yeah. I wonder if these are all places she was taken to on a first date.
I don't even know what I did.
Right, and I wonder why she doesn't get a second date.
Right.
Yeah.
She's obviously been on 28 first dates that didn't work out.
Take her to some place where they sell corn dogs only, Nick. You can see her eat you chowing a corn dog.
Oh, that's great. So it sounds like there's a bunch of corn dogs there.
Yeah.
Get to see
like
her tongue again, too.
The county fair, the state fair, that's not on her. Don't take me to any of these places.
Oh, God, that'd be on my list.
Yeah. Yeah, but then she's eating something nasty. Yeah, once again, you're going to watch her eat. And you too, for that matter.
Right. But you also got to put up with a county fair.
I don't even know what I did on first dates. Maybe she involved just hanging out with somebody somewhere, you know. Usually it was a bar, basically, you know.
Back of the station van.
Yeah.
That was the first date.
You want to call that a date.
That's all right with me.
Yeah, you are a little picky here. If you like the guy, do what you. I mean, just do something, man.
Yeah, I mean,
you
know? I think the first time my wife and I went out, like when
man, what you guys do? You went for coffee, right?
When we went out after our final, we had this class together, and the day of the final, we got.
Did you wash your crotch off beforehand? Because you're probably sweaty during the final.
No. We went right from there to a restaurant, sat out on the patio, and had a couple beers and just talked.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice day, obviously, because finals are in May, right?
But it was a chain-ish place,
right?
You know, so
you're done.
She shouldn't have married me.
You impressed her with everything else.
When Christy and I went on our really,
your name was Big Puss for Christ's sake.
Our real first date. Yeah. It was at Gino's restaurant.
That's a great restaurant.
Then out to see some live music.
Yeah, Gino's restaurant was excellent, man. Yeah, Brass Grill. Yeah, people remember that in Omaha.
Yeah, first time we had a meal, it was sushi.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Which was the first time I'd ever had sushi.
Really?
And that was apparently a test.
Oh, because she asked you. Yeah.
She suggested that.
I'm a meat potatoes kind of guy only.
Yeah, that's what
I want. Every artery closed no matter what.
Yeah.
Right now.
The fact that I said I've never had sushi, but what the hell, let's try it, apparently worked in my favor.
Did you ask you if you have some sushi later, too? Or that would end the date, right? Yeah.
The next date.
I want some food that's 1 degree removed from beige.
Were you nervous every date about letting her know you're a hermaphrodite, or you just figured that'd play itself out?
Yeah, you just let him figure it out.
Yeah, she listens to the radio. She'll figure it out. Right. Somebody put up their, they were listening yesterday on the podcast, and I mentioned this on their radio. I retweeted it, by the way. It was the segment, Butthole Tattoo Logistics. And it's on this guy's, it's a nice looking car too. It's a big screen on his dashboard, and it just says Todd and Tyler Butthole Hall of Fame Radio.
That's
right
the
there.
Best
check
part is now the screens are getting bigger and bigger on these cars. So just giant letters across the dash. Yeah. Butthole Tattoo Logistics.
Which is a great band name, by the way.
Can you get Hulu on those screens?
That is actually illegal, because I remember back in the day, like when the car stereo boom was happening, a buddy of mine had one that had like a flip-out screen, and it had to be made so that it would only work if the car was in park.
Yeah.
Any screen in front of the driver.
I hope so still. I'm not sure if it's still
boring.
That way. It should be, right?
Yeah.
Oh, people are watching TV on their iPads.
Their phones.
They're just staring down at their phone all the time.
All their devices.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, you know, give us a call, because you might, you probably write to bitch sometimes about where you went for your first date, but, you know.
Yeah, nobody bats 1,000.
Yeah, like church is stupid.
That would suck.
Yeah.
If you have a preference, if you have an idea of what a good first date is.
Unless you're her up in the pew or something like that. You do that.
We'll take that call.
Pew, 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 pew.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.